Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
Well, now here's a cool idea from Copenhagen. As global warming heats up the planet, the city-owned utility plans to cool the Danish capital using an updated version of a century-old technology. The first phase of the new system just went online, and not only will it enable Copenhagen to dramatically cut the use of air conditioning and reduce emissions of greenhouse gases, at times it will cool off the city for free. Living on Earth senior correspondent Bruce Gellerman has our report.
Copenhagen's first electric power plant still stands in the heart of the city. Built in 1892, it generated electricity until the 1970s, and ever since it's been mothballed, waiting for someone to figure out what to do with the old brick building filled with pipes and outdated plumbing. That someone turns out to be engineer Jan Hoog.
Here you can see that we are an old power plant. This is the old chimney from the power plant.
Oh my gosh, it must be 200 feet high?
Something like that, yes.
Wow, it's huge.
It's huge. And old.
So they weren't using this power plant for anything, or it was being used?
It has been used. We have fired coal in here, and then after that it was oil for a period, and then, due to environmental reasons, and it was also too small, then they stopped production here in the 70s, and since then it has been used for nothing, you can say. So now we can say we use some of the old installations for a new purpose. So we think that's a good idea.
Recycling.
Exactly.
You're recycling an entire power plant.
But instead of generating electricity, Copenhagen's old power plant is being converted to produce district cooling. Or as Jan Hoog says in Danish...
Fjernkøling. There you are.
Fjernkøling?
Fjernkøling, perfect. You got it.
Actually, downtown Denver got it first in 1889. And district cooling, or centralized cooling as it's sometimes called, is now used in Chicago, Las Vegas, Rockefeller Center in New York City, and the U.S. Capitol building in Washington, D.C. And it's especially big in Europe.
In our opinion, if they can do it in Stockholm, which is a city further north than Copenhagen, and if they can do it in Paris, which is south of Copenhagen, why shouldn't we do it in Copenhagen?
It took a lot of sweat and years of work, but Jan Hoog's can-do spirit has paid off. Just as district heating has kept Copenhageners warm by capturing and distributing excess heat from generating plants, companies in the city center are now able to connect to a centralized source for cooling.
By introducing district cooling, we can produce cooling with heat. Sounds crazy, but it's an old technology. Yeah, it works.
Let's go see it, okay?
Yeah, let's do that.
We put on hard hats and head inside the old power plant, where workers are putting the finishing touches on the district cooling system.
Yes, as you can see, this is a construction site, so we have people working here. But the machine here on your left side here is this absorption chiller. Basically, this is only a container. There's no much technology inside this one.
This is really low tech. This is a plumbing job.
This is low tech. It's really simple. It just has to be tight. And a lot of iron.
The key to Copenhagen's district cooling system, and what makes it special, is that it's flexible. The plant will use two kinds of absorption chillers. Some of the old tried and true technology that chemically converts waste heat produced by the city's coal and gas power plants, and some chillers use electricity. Since Denmark gets a fifth of its electricity from wind power, the largest percentage of any country in the world, when it's really blowing, it can drive the cost of running the district cooling system way down.
This might sound a little bit strange, but in Denmark we have periods where the electricity is not only zero, it will turn into a price of minus. That means that you gain money using electricity. It sounds crazy. So, I mean, this is interesting, yes.
But what's really interesting and unique to district cooling Copenhagen style can be found in the basement of the refurbished power plant.
So now you are in a really, really, this is the heart of the cooling central. This is the inlet from the seawater system. Inside here you have the pipe coming in, and then you have these six pumps circulating the seawater into the cooling central and back to the harbor, a little bit warmer.
Two pipes, each nearly a yard in diameter, buried 20 feet underground, recirculate water 3/4 of a mile from Copenhagen's harbor. Originally built to cool off the old power plant's generators, today the system provides cold water to the new district cooling plant. In winter, fjernkøling will be free cooling.
If we didn't have these pipes, we didn't have this project, because it would be so expensive for us to put in new pipes in the ground. And although that they're more than 100 years old, they look fantastic. We just have to reline them. And now we use the seawater from the harbor to cool down our chiller units and to the so-called free cooling. And what is free cooling? You produce cold water purely from the water in the harbor.
In the winter, the carbon footprint from Copenhagen's district cooling system will be virtually zero. Over the year, CO2 emissions will be nearly 70% less than traditional air conditioning units, and energy costs will be cut 80%. And because it's largely automated, Jan Hoog says the plant will require just one person working 8 hours a week to change filters.
We think this is a good idea. And I also think this can be used other places. The thing is, you have to find these resources. You have to find out where do you have resources that otherwise would have been wasted. So maybe in other cities this could be waste heat from the industry. There's a lot of waste heat from the industry. Use it for cooling production.
This is just the first phase of Copenhagen's new centralized system. Delivering the big chill to the entire metropolitan area will take 15 years and cost a cool $400 million. For Living on Earth, I'm Bruce Gellerman in Copenhagen, Denmark.
Coming up, a green homecoming for veterans. That's just ahead on Living on Earth.